2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds, 44 degrees. KSL's top story. Governor Gary Herbert addressed the state this afternoon. He announced a directive for Utahns to stay at home. But this is not an order. It's a two-week directive, really a suggestion to stay home as much as you possibly can. Governor Herbert says everyone needs to avoid visiting friends and family and avoid visiting elderly people in assisted living centers. He says the legislature will have to come back together in a special session very soon to figure out how to divide up the federal relief money.
Stay tuned for that, but that's something that's going to be on the docket and will probably be coming into a special session in the next short time, maybe 2 weeks or three, to in fact address that very issue.
State parks will be limited to people who live in the county where the park's located. He also says kids need to avoid playground equipment because the virus can live on those surfaces. COVID-19 is forcing UTA to make very serious cuts to their service. Ridership is way down. People are staying home, and they can't afford to keep things running like they are now. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with more.
Bus and tracks ridership are both down around 60%. Frontrunner ridership is down 75%, and this drop is very noticeable.
There's a lot less riders today than there was just a few weeks ago.
Mass transit users say these cuts will be a headache, but they're necessary.
You know, you adjust what you have to, you adapt, so I'm sure I'll be fine.
Spokesman Carl Arkey says essentially people may have to wait twice as long as they normally do.
If your bus was running on a 15-minute schedule, it'll probably go to a 30-minute schedule.
And he says people need to log on to UTA's website to see if their bus route has been changed. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And today, a second death from coronavirus in the state of Utah. State health workers say the woman was younger than age 60, but she had multiple underlying health problems apart from the virus. She was transported to a hospital in Salt Lake City, where she died, but state epidemiologist Angela Dunn says Utah is still only seeing roughly a 5% rate of infection statewide.
We're still, even though we've tested a lot more people, we still only have 5% positive rate, even with the increase in testing. So that's a good thing.
Currently, there are 480 people who've tested positive for the virus, which is a 19% jump from yesterday. More than 9,200 people have been tested. KSL News Time 6:32. The number of coronavirus cases hits a new high mark in the U.S. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, John Hopkins University says confirmed COVID-19 infections have now topped 100,000 in the U.S. The number of deaths is over 1,500. President Trump today invoking a seldom used power to require General Motors to start production on much needed ventilators. He also says the measure will be used to compel other businesses to help battle the coronavirus as well.
This afternoon, I also signed an executive order investing and very, very strongly investing the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Homeland Security with the full authorities available under the Defense Production Act to respond to the outbreak of the terrible virus, the invisible enemy, as we say.
The president also signing into law a $2 trillion relief package just approved by the House. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy talking about the benefit to Americans.
To every small business that is asked to shut down and everyone who works for a small business, now the resources are there for you.
And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announcing 519 deaths in the state blamed on COVID-19.
There is good news in that the rate of the increase is slowing.
Cuomo says 44,000 people have tested positive, of which 6,000 are currently hospitalized, 1,500 of those in the ICU. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
And here in Utah, Congressman Ben McAdams is still in the hospital. Todd Fuchs has more.
Jeff, it's been a week for McAdams, and his wife was on Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry today, saying sometimes he's been too weak to talk.
Yesterday was a better day. It was nice to hear his spirits a little bit up and a little bit more energy. Unfortunately, his fever came back in the evening, so they're going to continue to keep him.
Mrs. McAdams related to those who are separated from sick loved ones, but said she's thankful there's technology available to keep everyone connected. A veteran Republican fundraiser quitting his job suddenly, and some are questioning the timing. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ayers reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Politico reports top GOP fundraiser Mike Gula is abruptly leaving his job to start a new business, selling hard-to-find medical supplies. According to the site, Gula sent an email to clients of his major fundraising firm, Gula Graham, abruptly leaving to focus on his new business full-time. The new company, Blue Flame Medical, sells hard-to-find medical supplies like N95 masks and coronavirus test kits, according to their website. Gula's firm says it's raised more than $300 million for House and Senate members of Congress. Senator Mike Lee is listed as one of his clients. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ayers, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:35. Let's take a look at traffic with Ricky Meese. Do we have any trouble spots?
In West Valley, we do have a crash with injuries. Crews are on the scene at 7200 West. It's just north of 3500 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Celebrity worship seems a little bit hollow, you know, when you can't find toilet paper. After the break, the good news of America is figuring out what's really important. Stay with us. My Minute of News is next on KSL.